Hello, and welcome to The Bottom Line, a discussion of the most important topics in healthcare supply chain presented by O.C. Reilly. I'm PJ O'Connor, president of O.C. Reilly, and today's topic is a discussion of how our team has helped healthcare clients maximize their medical equipment management programs. With us today are George Vunovic, Executive Vice President of Technologies, and Bill O'Connor, our founder and CEO, to talk about medical equipment management. Let's start the discussion.
How do you see what the difference in impact from the many years you spent at UPMC developing the unique approaches that we still carry on pieces of today?
The picture over and over again is typically poor. It's education at the C-suite, augmenting what they're doing and trying to build that internal group, if they have one, to be a little more specialized, look where the money's still going out the door, and look how to at least, you know, slow it down, make it more effective, train folks to take on more internally, you know, so it all comes in time. But, you know, again, if you don't have the support from the C-suite, these things, you know, they come up the tracks real quick.
If you're providing advice to somebody in those shoes that sees the value in what we're talking about, but needs to convince their boss, you know, their CFO or their CEO, that they need to explore this and bring in support to do so, what advice are you giving them?
You know, if I could be their champion and have their confidence and be their spokesperson, that's usually how, you know, things get moving forward, you know, that I've seen be, you know, a more successful, a much more quicker approach as well too. Mm-hmm. I want them to do their job better so I can move on to the next client site. And again, you know, augment what they're doing and you know, improve situations going forward. But again, I'll be the mouthpiece in the C-suite for them, for their, you know, for their situation.
Shifting gears a little bit, what's the impact that you see on patient outcomes, on patients themselves, patient outcomes that MEM has?
By optimizing the equipment performance, you optimize throughput, patient throughput. You optimize the patient experience. You support indirectly the direct caregivers being, again, the clinicians and the physicians. And that's, yeah, you know, part of the sort of the MEM role as well too, is, you know, in-service education, make sure not only the equipment's working, but the people are working, you know, to properly, perform the procedure.
Talk a little bit about O.C. Reilly's success stories. Where has O.C. Reilly seen success in this space?
We're working at a place on the East Coast, fair-sized system. And he said, how much is your annual spend? This is approximate or a guess, but he says something like it's $10 million a year. George immediately in his mind says, no, it's got to be way more than that. George takes about 4 or 5 days, looks at the information and realizes, wow, there's about $24 million worth of spend. And there's $4 million in low hanging fruit that they can reduce that cost by.
Our last three engagements are case studies now on our O.C. Reilly website: Hackensack Meridian, Chesapeake, and most recently Memorial Health System. They were all different. They were all different type of engagements, arrangements, but they all ended up being extremely successful and saving the organization millions of dollars each year. So again, you know, I think that speaks volumes. Every client is unique with unique needs, and they need, you know, innovative and unique solutions going forward. It's not cookie cutter. It's not, you know, one size fits all. So that's typically, you know, how we at least, you know, begin to open doors.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of The Bottom Line. We are O.C. Reilly, and we look forward to seeing you next time.